Microsoft will no longer support Internet Explorer, the internet browser that many people loved to hate. The big technology company based in Redmond, Washington, said Internet Explorer, or IE, will end on June 15th. The 27-year-old browser now joins other kinds of technology products that are no longer used: BlackBerry phones, Palm Pilots, and dial-up modems. IE's end was not a surprise. Microsoft announced the move last year. The technology company has been pushing users to its Edge browser, which was launched in 2015. The company made clear then it was time to move on. Sean Lindersay is general manager of Microsoft Edge Enterprise. Lindersay described Microsoft Edge as a faster, more secure, and more modern browsing experience than Internet Explorer in a May 2021 blog post. Users marked Explorer's passing on Twitter. Some criticized the browser, while others posted 1990s nostalgia memes, images that bring back fun or happy memories. Microsoft released the first version of Internet Explorer in 1995. At the same time, Netscape Navigator was the most popular browser. Internet Explorer's launch signaled the beginning of the end of Navigator. Microsoft went on to tie IE and its Windows operating system tightly together. But Microsoft faced legal battles in the U.S. in the late 1990s and early 2000s over its efforts to keep out competing browsers. The company also had problems with European officials, who said that tying Internet Explorer to Windows gave it an unfair advantage over other browsers. Other browsers included Mozilla's Firefox, Opera, and Google's Chrome. Users complained that IE was slow, likely to crash, and easily hacked. IE's market share, which in the early 2000s was over 90%, began to decrease as users found other browsers. The internet research company StatCounter said the Chrome browser controls roughly 65% of the worldwide browser market today. It is followed by Apple's Safari with 19%. Microsoft Edge has about 4%, just ahead of Firefox. I'm John Russell.